This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know Mason knows this one. This is the Mason Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM studios. We're powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Mason, I shared this on the show yesterday. I got to go to dinner at Potawatomi Tuesday night. It's Native American Heritage Month, and they had a special Native American Heritage dinner. Elizabeth and Radar from 91.91 The Mix, our sister station, she was there as well. My friend Joshua Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee was there. My friend Jay Saunders, who's a Whitefish Bay buddy of mine, he works for Potawatomi, so he was helping run it. Just like an unbelievable dinner, like one of these like six course. Each course had a pairing with a drink. Half of them were alcoholic, half of them weren't because it was a Tuesday night. You can't get too crazy. But it was a blast. So thank you to our friends at Potawatomi Hotel and Casino.
Nice.
Yeah, just a nice little shout
out. Nice little dinner.
Yeah, exactly. No big deal. Mrs. Thunder and I
would like to come to that.
You know what? You're always invited.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do you have a nice Chardonnay or a Pinot Grigio?
Don't make fun of me. I had a Moscato.
Wow.
They had Moscato, and they had the others too, but like when she said Moscato, I was like, say less.
Thunder Moscato and Sangria. Just, you know, all the sweet drinks.
That's what I'm here for. So this is the Mason Crosby Show. My name is Mitch Nellis. Tommy's on the other side of the glass. Mason's here. You can find us on Twitter at TheFanMilwaukee. Mason's at CrosbyKicks2. I'm at Thunder Milwaukee. And Tommy's at TommyWSSP. Joining us now on the show from CHGO Sports, he's Patrick Norton, editor and a Bears writer for CHGO Sports. Patrick, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, and I don't know if we want to spend the whole time making fun of our mutual friend Kevin Kadok, who I went to Madison with, but who helped set this up. But I just got to hear in general, like, how crazy is it down in Chicago right now with our Chicago Bears?
Our Chicago Bears.
Today we're all fans of the Bears because it's so chaotic. How can we just not enjoy the chaos?
Sure. I mean, they've had a player cut. They've had a coach fired. They're on a three-game losing skid. You'd think that it can't get much worse for the Bears right now, but in Chicago, we've seen it get much worse for the Bears.
Man, so. All right. Sorry, I had to laugh at that. This is Mason Crosby, and I really appreciate you jumping on. So.
Of course.
I played many games against this Bears organization and had some really awesome matchups. There's been some lopsided ones, unfortunately, on both sides. What's kind of your take with this matchup coming up this weekend between the Packers and Bears? And you know, what do you think the Bears need to change and do to try to make this game close and you know, in their minds, try to get a win.
Well, they are fighting an uphill battle, and that starts with firing their offensive coordinator the week before you head into divisional play. Because remember, the yes. Bears haven't played an NFC North opponent yet this year. So they get started with the Packers in week 11. That's odd for them.
That is odd.
It's been an odd year where they've already played every AFC opponent that they'll face. But it's an uphill battle. And on top of that, while they introduce a new offensive coordinator, while he's been in the building, he has said the right things. Yesterday I was in the room with Thomas Brown, the new OC there, and he was talking about how it's about finding rhythm, it's about adding creativity, and those are the things that the Bears offense has been missing. You've been seeing Caleb Williams get hit 38 times through 9 games, and a lot of that is because there is no rhythm to the play calling. I think for a lot of us in Chicago, we were expecting Shane Waldron to really just be demoted. It's not in the Bears' history or character to outright fire a coach, but Matt Eberflus was kind of left in that situation where you have to make a move almost to save your own job. So at this point, it's a, is this going to work? Is this going to, how well will it work? Will Caleb still be getting hit close to, 6 times a game? Who knows? It's a bummer for the Bears right now to be starting it against a good Packers team.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you made, that it's just an interesting timing. It's just how their schedule obviously fell, which, again, sometimes we question NFL scheduling and how they go about things. But the change up here going to Thomas Brown, who was their passing game coordinator, where his history in coaching is in the running backs room and more in the run game. So I would assume their hope is to get the run game, trying to establish that, get Caleb Williams some play action options. And yes, like you're saying, keep the guys, keep him clean as much as possible. Just keep him from getting hit, try to run the ball, shorten this game. That has to be in the forefront of their mind, and try to lean on their defense to keep them in this game, especially as they're going into division, weather's deteriorating, all these things. That style of football is where the Bears have had success in the past. They need to build that with a young quarterback. It just felt like early in the season they threw Caleb Williams to the fire. It was like, just let him drop back, let him try to figure it out. It's almost like the coordinator Waldron was just trying to see what he had in Caleb Williams and if he could handle all of it, instead of really protecting him and giving him the options. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. My next question for you is, whenever you watch this Bears team, where are the pieces that you think they do really well, and what's kind of that, other than like Caleb Williams getting hit, like that are kind of low hanging fruit, like what are some things that they can improve on to give them the best chance down the stretch here?
Yeah, that's a good question, because on offense, it's really hard to find what they're doing well. And so that conversation kind of begins with, well, their defense is doing well. They've dealt with a lot of injuries, especially on their defensive line. You had Montez Sweat out last week. And that's obviously going to...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurt you, especially in your pass rush, and then it's going to expose your secondary. And for the defense especially, it's all about complementary football. It's all about playing well together, and when they're all healthy and when they're all playing well, that unit is pretty explosive and pretty dangerous when it comes to creating turnovers. However, the Bears have won the turnover battle the last 2 weeks, but it's the offense that has put up 12 points on 4 field goals in the last 2 weeks, which just isn't enough. So when you look at what they're doing well, you kind of mentioned it. Their running game hasn't had a rhythm, but DeAndre Swift is doing well.
I don't have running back.
Yeah, you don't. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but he's probably averaging something around 4.2 yards a carry, somewhere around there. But it goes back to the rhythm and what you're doing on offense to protect your quarterback. You'd think that establishing a healthy run throughout a game would protect your quarterback when he's getting sacked 38 times. But the problem is they haven't been doing that. They have Roschon Johnson, who they've been using as a short yardage back, and he got one carry last Sunday from negative 4 yards.
That's short yardage.
Yeah, that is short yardage. Really short yardage. You asked me to find something that's going well with them, and on offense, I don't think I can.
It seems a little down there in Chicago, which as Packers fans and in Packer Nation here is not too upset about. But also, I've been warning everybody to be cautious. You know, whenever we've played down Packers or down Bears teams in the past, when I was playing with the Packers, and I talked about my first year in the NFL. I think the Bears were 3-7, when we lost to them the first time. We had another time where we barely beat them when they had a losing record late in the season. So this rivalry always sparks something. You know, I can see this Bears team, they're searching, they're reaching for things. The Packers coming off a bye, thought, and like historically we've really refined things and tried to like take out some of the things that didn't work and just try to simplify coming out of a bye week. But I can see this Bears team, hopefully, we were talking earlier about the Bears teams of past where they had some creative things. Even if they were losing, you always knew they were going to throw some sort of wrinkle at you that you couldn't prepare for, or if you didn't prepare properly, it could get you. I'm just not sure I see that, happening with this Bears team at the moment.
No.
With their identity, but they're going to have to find something like that, I feel like, to go out there and beat this Packers team.
Well, and what worries me about Sunday for the Bears, and it was kind of an interesting quote from Caleb Williams yesterday, is that he doesn't really have a lot of interaction, or he hasn't had a lot of interaction with Thomas Brown up until this point.
Patrick, that's weird.
He's a passing game coordinator.
Isn't that weird?
Right?
That is weird. I think so. And I guess you don't want to have too many voices in your ears, telling you what to do and pulling you in too many directions. But if you were going to promote this guy to offensive coordinator, you'd probably want to make sure that the relationship between quarterback and play caller would be okay. And now you're just kind of flying blind into it. It might work out. You might see a competitive game on Sunday. But what we've seen from the Bears so far, and now you're just throwing this into the mix, there's nothing to say that it won't just be kind of a jumbled mess where people are on different pages the whole time.
That is interesting, yeah, that they wouldn't, look and say, okay, who does Caleb Williams interact with the most outside of the offensive coordinator, and let's maybe give them a shot. But here's a little side thing, and something we talked about earlier, and I'd like to ask you from a Chicago, like Bears side of things, who on the Packers historically doesn't have to be on this current, it could be current team and former teams, do Chicago Bears fans and like organization just like love to hate? Like, who is that player that that Bears just, you know, just gets in their crawl a little bit?
I am so glad that you asked me this, because I have a couple written down.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I was listening earlier today, and when you guys were talking about Richard Dent, I was thinking, who in the world hates Richard Dent? But, you know, I
well,
get
he just, he dominated the Packers so much. Like, sure. We didn't hate him as a person. We hated him
as a
player.
That was like the on-field guy, yeah.
On-field.
Yeah, yeah. So, I have written down here, and what's funny about it is that they're all from, like, for the most part, they're all from the 80s. Because that's when, you know, the rivalry was at its height, and you had, well, and I say at its height just because the Bears were winning back then. I mean, Mike Ditka, I think, was 15-5 as head coach of the Bears against the Packers.
So that was the era of the Bears against the Packers.
Yeah. Yeah. But specifically, growing up, I was shown clips of guys like Ken Stills hitting Matt Tsui after a whistle. Mark Lee, who tried to drag Walter Payton out of bounds, but Walter Payton really kind of dragged him over the bench. That might be up for debate. And then the obvious is Charles Martin.
The body slam is one of the greatest hits in the history of football, right?
For one team, sure. But it took away a Super Bowl for another, I think, if you ask enough people around here.
Ooh.
But if you want to get a little bit more current, Randall Cobb. I mean, how do you not say Randall Cobb?
Did you just turn a page in the background? It sounds like
volumes of hatred.
I told you I wrote it down.
Volumes of hatred.
I'm prepared.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Randall Cobb, and I know one specific, you know, moment off the top of my head, but are there more than one, or is it just
there is more than one?
Okay.
And I think you were a part of one too. That was week one, 2018, Bears-Packers. Rodgers goes down in the first half. I think Bears are up 20-3 at halftime, or 17-3 at halftime, something like that. And Randall Cobb makes a catch, I believe, on a slant route in that fourth quarter and takes it 70-ish yards, somewhere around there. I don't know if he gets to the end zone or not. I think he did. I mean, at that point, he cut back and got in,
and I think that's when we took the lead there.
That was to take the lead.
Yep.
And right there, I don't know if I turned the TV off. I don't know what I did, but that was something else. That was the ultimate knife in the back.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Randall. And then was it the same? It wasn't that same year. Was it 15 or? Which year was it when Randall caught the one John Kuhn cut Julius Peppers off the edge? And
2013.
That was
a playoff appearance on the line.
Randall and Aaron just had come back from injury.
Yep.
And throw that dagger right at the end.
Yep. And everyone blames Chris Conte, and it's fun to blame Chris Conte, but Major Wright blew the assignment.
No doubt.
That's the background for
Still,
you.
Still, as a team watching that highlight, that was one of the headiest plays by like John Kuhn to peel on that backside and cut Julius there. He saw him late, and you know Peppers thinks he's about to come and just get a shot on Aaron, and then the rest is history.
I think that game is the last time that I ever celebrated before the final whistle, because at that point, I mean, that just
thought it was
so
over.
Crushing. That it perfectly prepared me for 3 weeks ago in Washington with the Hail Mary.
That one had to hurt as Bears fans.
Brutal.
Yeah, I would say so. Just a bit. And I mean, as Bears players, I mean, they've been talking about it all week that, hey, this is probably the moment where things really changed for us this year.
Yeah, because they were kind of riding a decent wave there, and that ending has really put them on a skid, on a slide. And it's, again, if they're talking about it and they're feeling it, those are things in the regular season. They hurt, but you got to move on. Like if that's a playoff game and like you have the whole offseason to think about it, that's one thing. We have moments like that in my career where it's like it ended a season, and it's hard to move past that, in a playoff situation. But in the regular season, if you don't move past it, it's showing that it's probably lingered in that Bears, in their minds, and how they're, you know, preparing. And, you know, if you get into a mindset where you're guarding every week from bad things like that happening, like, that's not a good brand of football.
Well, and hopefully, because the week after the Washington game, all the players in the locker room were saying, we've moved on, you know, you took 24 hours, and then you just have to move on. And it was very clear that they hadn't moved on. The locker room was pretty empty when it was when there was availability in there, and just people weren't really opening up about it. Hopefully, from a Bears side, from a Bears perspective, the fact that they're being open about it and admitting that, yeah, we probably didn't move on about from this, you know, 3 weeks ago, hopefully that's a sign that they are moving on now. Because if not, then Sunday can get really ugly and really fast, too.
Speaking of Sunday, Patrick, is anybody there predicting a Bears victory? Because I just remember before the first game of the year last year, with all the hype around Justin Fields, I think everyone from your website and from your company predicted the Bears to win that game. And I don't think they did. And so what are the predictions looking like for this Sunday?
Well, I'll say this. I wasn't there last year, thankfully. Because there would have been one person picking the Packers, because I know I'm smart enough. I picked the Patriots last week. I was, again, the only person to pick the Patriots.
Okay.
However, we'll probably have one person pick the Bears, because that's just who we are. but I think we have learned our lesson a little bit.
Awesome. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for jumping on today. We loved the eye on the enemy and the takes. You know, it's... We're not rejoicing in the tears of the Chicago Bears fans, but we're not sad about them either.
No, it's fair. It's fair. Rejoice. Do what you can.
Although I did say on the show yesterday that, like, football's a little bit more fun when the Bears are relevant. And it's like, I don't want the Bears to beat the Packers, but I want the Bears to be, like, relevant in the NFL conversation. And so, like,
at some point, I want this game to mean more.
Right. It's fun when this game means something.
I'd love to say they don't need your pity, but I think they do.
I appreciate that.
Well, hey, I've said it many times. I appreciate and enjoy the Packers-Bears rivalry. So I never hard dog on the Bears because I really respect what the history is in that rivalry. I loved those games when I got to play in them. So I'm hoping this one is just a good game, kind of adds to the lore of what this rivalry is. And I hope that this game can get back to being a serious rivalry, because the Packers have kind of dominated in recent history. And like, again, like I think Mitch was saying, this is sports, NFL, football is better when this rivalry is going strong and it's more of a back and forth.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you, Patrick. That's Patrick Norton from CHGO Sports, editor, Bears writer as well, and Bears fan. And but you know what? I think, like, a down-to-earth, level-headed Bears fan who calls it like he sees it.
But you can tell they're down in Chicago right now.
It hurts.
Yeah, they're hurting right now.
They really
are. They're searching. We were with the Bucks like a week ago.
That's you're not wrong. Speaking of a place that doesn't hurt, Mason Crosby's brain is just like gumdrops and lollipops and rainbows. And I can't wait to dive in, because Mason's extra points are next.
It's coming up.
It's the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.